This is Ted Kennedy. The Federal Food and Drug Administration is a paper tiger, and the Bush administration wants to keep it that way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Federal Food and Drug Administration oversees the health and safety of products that account for 25 cents out of every dollar consumers spend, but it can't begin to carry out its responsibility. It doesn't have the personnel or the resources to do the job. Even worse, it doesn't have the power it needs to enforce its responsibilities. It can't subpoena witnesses and documents to stop fraud or guarantee the safety of food, drugs, and cosmetics. It can't do a dozen other things that most federal regulatory agencies have the power to do, to carry out their responsibility. Most pharmaceutical firms obey the law, Al, but the FDA needs stronger enforcement powers in order to police the industry's bad actors. Why can't the Bush administration see that, Al? Don't tell me you're in the industry's pocket, too.
Ted, it's your ideas that are out of pocket. Try looking into a mirror and saying all that again. Ted, why don't you ask one company what they think about your paper tiger? Over 50,000 cartons of their orange juice were seized because they misused the term fresh. The FDA has all the tiger teeth they need to get the job done. Ted, the best way to get the bad products off the shelves is to get new and better products approved more swiftly to replace them. For years, Republicans have tried to speed up FDA approval for food products and new life-saving drugs. But Ted, you and your fellow House over-regulators are always the obstacles we face. Liberals are compassionate. Oh no, not you, Ted. Better listen to those Massachusetts voters whose lives might be saved with less bureaucracy at the FDA. They'll make sure your kind listen in November. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the misguided and paternalistic liberal attempt to expand bilingual ballots. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.